905 local agency formation commission is in order, and your vice chair is taken over because the chair is AWOL. We will call to order and do our Pledge of Allegiance. So, Mark Mazzoni, would you lead us in that? Would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
One nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I say let's start again. You just go solo.
I know.
No pressure.
I wasn't expecting to be up here.
No pressure.
I got thrown a lot there. Like, what was that? I forgot.
All right, let's go with the roll call.
Commissioner Cook?
Here.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Here.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yep.
Commissioner Ogren?
Present.
Commissioners Baker and Brian are absent.
And approval of the minutes from April 11th. We have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April 11th, 2023.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to roll call it, or are we just going to roll it?
It's your show, whatever you'd like.
I think it's just a voice vote.
Okay. And I read the minutes, and I also listened to the audio, so I will approve as well. Okay, unscheduled appearances. This time is allowed for information from the public to local agency formation commission. No action will be taken on matters presented at this time. A maximum of 5 minutes will be allowed to each person wishing to speak. Do we have any unscheduled appearances?
Crickets.
Crickets. Conflict of interest declaration. Any conflicts of interest? Showing none. Presentation of documents. All items presented to LACO during a public hearing become permanent part of record. 12 copies of any information presented to the commission should be given to the clerk of the commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record for the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking table and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. Availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street, Wairika, California, at the time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All projects documents are on file at the LAFCO office within Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street in Wairika and available for public review. Public hearing protocol. Do we have a public hearing today?
The final budget.
Okay, that is a public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. Public hearing protocol, item 8. The public is encouraged to participate in the hearing process. The chair of the local agency formation commission will conduct the public hearing through the following actions. A, the chair introduces the agenda item, which is our budget. Staff report. Haley?
Okay, so Haley Lang, executive officer. This item before you this morning is the fiscal year 2023-2024 final budget. During our last meeting, we have presented the preliminary budget, and so from the preliminary budget to the final budget, there are no changes, but happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? We pretty much went through this last time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Correspondence?
None.
Additional reports, arguments, or evidence? Commissioners, anybody have any questions?
Not at this time.
Okay. Any public comment? Seeing
none online.
Okay, so that's, we're opening the public hearing. Any proponents? Opponents? Any other public comment? We're going. Rebuttal? Okay, I guess I get to close the public hearing. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve. Second.
I'll second.
I can't hear him. Answer bold.
Okay, let's vote.
Roll call. Commissioner Cook?
Yes.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Yes.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogren?
Aye.
All approved.
All approved. Okay, we have a budget. Okay, moving on. Or do we have to, so we're done with that, right? Good, good. Changes to the agenda items, consideration agenda items to be continued. Okay, anything we need to change on the agenda?
No.
Okay, good there. New business. That's done. We just did that. Okay, items for discussion. Zoom. Are we going to continue to offer Zoom as an option to the public and participating in our meetings? Do we have discussion about that?
I believe this was placed on the agenda just because of changes that were made at the board level and discussion we felt was pertinent as to whether or not we wanted to continue to hold Zoom meetings at the LAFCO level, since as planning staff we tend to emulate what the board does. So I'm not up on if the board is currently planning to continue Zoom meetings, but we wanted to, I know that there have been changes made to what has been done, so we didn't know at what point you guys, if you wanted to continue Zoom, make changes that are similar to what the board does, or just altogether stop doing Zoom for LAFCO. So we wanted to bring it up for you guys to discuss.
I'm all in favor for dropping it. You can see how much public participation we get in a LAFCO meeting, and if something's so important, they'll show up.
Any other wishes of the commission?
I mean, and just prefer, this is routine. We do not get public participation. So, I think we would know also if there's something that was going to be, I won't say controversial, but significant enough, then I think we could bring it back as an item. Hey, we're going to do a Zoom for, let's just say it was a heavy annexation that, you know, people on, like what we went through at Kidder Creek, where we had people on both sides. Right. That warrants participation. I think we could go through too much effort set up for no participation. It's not worth it. So that's my thesis.
And I can say that the last time that there was any public participation at a LAFCO meeting that I can remember was when we had the big training. And that would have been 4 years ago that there was really any public involvement, and it was out here, it wasn't on mm-hmm. Zoom. So,
is there, what exactly is the Board of Supervisors doing with Zoom?
We will continue doing Zoom because we get public participation. I'm not going to ever shut out public participation, but to have staff set up routinely for no participation is what I'm, you know, it's just efficiency is what I'm looking at.
Okay.
At the board, we will always have, as long as I see it. So.
Right.
And we always publicize our meetings.
Right. I think as a member of the public, it's good to have the Zoom option, but it also is hard to hear. So I kind of agree that if it's important, people will show up. And Zoom has facilitated more participation post-COVID, so I could see going either way.
I'm with the supervisor commissioner. I there's nobody here. I've only made two meetings, and I didn't even know I was supposed to be sitting in this chair, so there's no way. I just don't see it. I agree. It's just a not doing any good.
So do we want to have a motion to discontinue at this point, unless we decide to bring it back for specific meetings?
That would be my motion.
I'll second.
I'll second.
Let Commissioner Mazzoni jump in.
I'm sorry.
You can be the second.
I'll be second.
Do we want to do a voice for a roll call?
Let's roll call.
Okay. Commissioner Cook?
Aye.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogren?
Aye. Okay, moving on to miscellaneous. Future meetings. The next regular meeting is scheduled for June 13th at 9 a.m. Unless, of course...
As we were able to get a quorum for today's budget meeting, we have nothing planned for the June meeting, so we do not anticipate needing to hold it. So the next.
Well, we should have a Zoom.
So, Janine, what was the next meeting that we would actually be able to
So the
have?
July and August meetings, as you two know, conflict with our date for LAFCO, so we don't normally have them in July and August. So the next would be September. If we have something on the agenda, which we'll know.
Okay.
Is that all that we wanted to cover? Also, November and December, they have conflict. So we don't have them in November and December.
So from now until next year?
So that would be
September.
September.
If we have something on the agenda,
Not in November and December.
And not November and December. So July, August, November, and December, there's no LAFCO because of conflicts with the board meetings.
Yeah.
They schedule theirs in the summer and the holidays so that the board can take some time off.
Well, if there's anything significant, we would just work around the schedule. We would schedule it somehow somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would instigate a meeting? Is it if somebody files an annexation or if there's some type of request?
Right.
There's been a special district something.
So the project that we're currently working on is the Municipal Service Review and Sphere of Influence update for all of the fire protection districts and all of the fire protection agencies, whether they're districts or volunteers or hose companies or actual fire departments. That's what we're currently working on. I'm not sure what their anticipated timeline is as far as being done, but it will require probably at least three meetings, one after another. So because of the public process that's involved with it, it requires a certain number of meetings and public participation. So that would be my guess on what the next thing that we do, unless we have something new that pops up that requires your involvement.
So will September and October be sufficient for that, or would that be
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see if they're even ready for that. At that time, but we'll just continue it to whatever the next meeting that we actually can do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to correspondence.
None.
And staff comments.
Staff comments for the record. Know that during the May 2nd meeting, we had a visit from the city of Mount Shasta, city manager, discussing potential avenues forward for the board to participate with partnering infrastructure on certain properties within Mount Shasta, which may potentially lead to LAFCO annexation conversations. So, that statement for the record.
And Rick, was that the EFID conversation?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. And commission comments? Announcements, questions for clarification, brief reports? Anything? Nothing. Going once? Going twice? Okay, we have adjournment at 9:18.